88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels, and this is special because Snow Patrol has come and you've christened our new performance studio. You're the first act to play in the KCSN Performance Studios.
That is very exciting. Thank you very much for letting us
forevermore. First in, always. It'll be for all time immemorial. Snow Patrol, one of our favorite acts. Let's talk about the forthcoming album, Fallen Empires.
Yeah.
I guess in some ways this is in a sense an LA album, because you wrote a lot of the songs and recorded the record mostly here.
Pretty much everything was written and recorded in Santa Monica or Malibu. It was amazing to make a record in the sunshine for once.
Yeah. It's funny how most people mention sunshine when they talk about a reason to be in LA.
Well, you know what? I kind of fell in love with the place, Santa Monica especially, and Venice especially, because after we did the Tired Pony record, we came down here. We did it in Portland, and then we came down to California to mix it at our producer's house, Jackknife Lee. He lives in Topanga Canyon, and so we mixed it down there, and I just then gravitated towards Santa Monica and Venice, where I had made a lot of friends, and I just stayed there for a year. And then by the time that we were ready to make our album, I was like, why don't we just move to California?
Yeah.
And everybody agreed that it was the right move.
Not much arm twisting required?
Well, no, I think once I sort of, because we've always had a sort of a mixed feelings about LA, about Hollywood, you know, because that's sure. Where all the gigs are. And whenever we would tour America, when you come into Hollywood, it always felt a little, it wasn't really our scene, to be honest. So we never really knew about Santa Monica and the beach, you know. So when I finally discovered that place, I was like, it's a different world.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like we just can't help ourselves, 'cause we don't know how to back down. We were called out to the streets, we were called out into the town. How the heavens they opened up like arms of dazzling gold, with our rain-washed histories. Well, we do not need to be told. Show me now, show me the arms of love. Every eye trained on a different star. This my chick, this drunken semaphore, and I. We are listening and we're not blind. This is your life, this is your time. Listening and we're not blind. This is your life, this is your time. I was called out in the dark, by a choir of beautiful heat. As the kids took back the parks, you and I were left with the streets. Show me now, show me the arms of love. Every eye trained on a different star. This my chick, this drunken semaphore, and I. Listening and we're not blind. This is
You mentioned Jack Knife Lee and working on the record. Did the feel of Los Angeles, did you feel any of it given some shape and color to the music itself? Did the environmental change start to come into things at any level?
You know what, I think that just in terms of feeling, it's easier to feel happy when you wake up and it's sunny every day.
Yeah.
I mean, that is something you just don't, you cannot put a value on that if you grow up in Ireland,
yeah.
You know, where you wake up most days and it's raining or worse. Yeah, it was the sunshine definitely sort of managed to find its way onto some of the songs for sure. There still are kind of melancholy over some of the record, you
absolutely.
Know, that's, you know, it will never, sunshine will never temper that completely.
No.
But yeah, we set up in this house. It was a Harry Geisner designed house in Malibu. It was all windows. We were looking out over the Pacific Ocean. We were watching dolphins and whales frolic, and you know, and in the back garden there was coyotes and deer, and you know, like thing, sort of nature that isn't indigenous to the countries where we're from, Scotland or Ireland. So in like terms of coyotes and cougars and things like that. We have some deer, but
there's a couple of breeds of cougars in Los Angeles too. Yeah, but I think you mean the four-legged variety.
Yeah. No, I mean the four-legged variety. We didn't. We didn't have to deal with the other one.
Right.
The other variety. It has
to inspire that. Just to see, I started being inspired by just hearing about being in that setting.
Yeah. No. It is an incredible place to work. We were there for 4 months. The album took 6 in total, but we did some of it in Threshold Studios in Santa Monica, and we did some of it up at Garrett's house in Topanga. But the bulk of it was done in that beautiful setting, you know. So it was as uplifting, as distracting as it was uplifting as well, you know. So some days I would just sit and stare out at the sea and
sure.
not be able to write anything, you know. But
who wants to go down into the dark, you know, walled off, you know, confines of a studio when, hey, we're looking at the dolphins.
Yeah, exactly, you know. Hand upon my forehead, the joke and then the laugh, waking up in your arms, a place to call my own. This is all I ever wanted from life. This is all I ever wanted from life. This is all I ever wanted from life. Ireland in the World Cup, either north or south, the fun club on the jukebox, the birds and yes, the bees. This is all I ever wanted from life. This is all I ever wanted from life. This is all I ever wanted from life. Words of reassurance, but only if they're true. Just some simple kindness, no vengeance from the gods.
This is all I ever wanted from life. This is all I ever wanted from life. This is all I ever wanted from life. To share what I've been given. Some kids eventually. And be for them what I've had. A father like my dad. This is all I ever wanted from life. 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 This is all I ever wanted from life.
Certainly there's a playfulness, at least to the arrangement of Called Out in the Dark. And the video was very playful. The latest single in the UK, which is going to be the next single in the States, This Isn't Everything You Are, is a masterwork. I may, upon early listens, it might be the finest Snow Patrol song yet.
That's very kind of you to say. I think I might even agree with you that I think it's up there with our best for sure.
It's tremendous. It has. We were speaking earlier with the management and label team. You know, it has the dynamics of Run, and the splendor and beauty of Chasing Cars. You know, two songs with obviously had a great impact here in America, and upon the early listens and plays here at KCSN, it really is. It bodes so fantastically for Fallen Empires, and we really are excited about getting the record. The question I have is, did we do something wrong in the United States that the UK gets the album a little earlier than us?
Well, you know, we changed label, we changed record labels over to Island Def Jam,
right.
And you know, that was something they wanted.
You wanted to give them time to get warmed up,
more time to set the record up and stuff like that, and okay. Us to find our feet with each other, relationship wise, and it's already blossoming into a fantastic relationship, you know. So
that's great.
It's, and everyone's got a new lease of life over here in America. It feels like we've been away for a long time here. Our fifth record didn't really connect in the States, and so it feels like it's been since the days of Chasing Cars.
Right.
There's been a sort of an empty period where Snow Patrol didn't exist in the States, so we're trying to refill that up, get the love back.
To reignite, sure.
Yeah, that's on our heads, you know, and that's coming here as often as we possibly can and playing shows. And
doing things like this.
Doing things like this.
Being gracious,
sure.
and doing, media visits and all that, which we certainly appreciate. You had a few friends that stopped by in the recording of the album, Michael Stipe.
Yep.
You also had the L.A. Inner City Mass Choir.
Yeah.
Which I was kind of miffed that you didn't bring them out to Chris in our new studio.
You know what? They wouldn't. They bless your studio and all who sail in her, but they wouldn't have fit in there.
Might have been a little tight. Have been a little tight. Now, someone you did have on the record played here a week or so ago and has become one of our favorites. She played at our first benefit concert, Lissy.
Yeah.
How did you connect with Lissy?
You know what, I was a massive fan of her Catching a Tiger album, and her voice just was exactly the thing that I thought was missing on the record. What we never really had, I mean, we did that one duet with Martha Wainwright, but I was listening, we were in the sort of, when we were up in Topanga at Garrett's, Neil Young was kind of looming large.
Sure.
You know, every time we would drive past, it would always be like the Neil Young tour on the way up to his house. You know, that's where he recorded After the Gold Rush. That's where he recorded Harvest. You know, this is where he lived for a while. It was always like...
The ghost of Neil Young
of Neil Young's previous album, should I say. Harvest in particular, I sort of re-listened to that, and Linda Ronstadt is a kind of a continuing thread on that record, you know, a female presence that, sure, you know, sings on a few songs that sort of in some ways gives the record its heart, you know.
A vulnerability.
And I wanted exactly the same on this record. And when I was thinking, I couldn't think of anyone better, but I didn't know her. So I just managed to find her email. Not as hard as it should be, but I managed to find it. People are trying to hide. They can't hide from me. She emailed right back and said she would love to do it, but she was on tour and she only had a day. She came in for a day and sung on six songs. It was like a tour de force.
Here beside me instead of in New York, if the curve of you was curved on me, I'd tell you that I loved you before I ever knew you, 'cause I loved the simple thought of you. If our hearts are never broken, well, there's no joy in the mending. There's so much this hurt can teach us both. Though there's distance and there's silence, your words have never left me. They're the prayer that I say every day. Come on, come out, come here, come here. 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 The long neon nights and the wants of the ocean and the fire that was starting to spark. I miss it all, from the love to the lightning, and the lack of it snaps me in two. If you were here beside me instead of in New York, in the arms you said you'd never leave, tell you that it's simple, and it was only ever thus. There is nowhere else that I belong. Come on, come out, come here, come here. Come on, come out, come here, come here. Come on, come out. Come here, come on, come out, come here, the long neon nights, and the eek of the ocean, and the fire that was starting to spark. I miss it all, from the love to the lightning, and the lack of it snaps me in two. Just give me a sign, there's an end and a beginning to this quiet chaos driving me mad. The long neon nights and the want of the ocean and the fire that was starting to go.
You mentioned a couple albums that were transitional for other groups. One, The Suburbs by Arcade Fire, and Octung Baby by U2, which Lori from your label and I, we had the we both worked with you two on that record, so we're pretty keen on how that was a transitional record in you two's life and career. It recentered them.
Yeah.
Was that sort of the purpose when you talk about those albums inspiring you, that you wanted to recenter Snow Patrol and say, okay, from this day forward, Fallen Empire is going to take us to, I hate to use a cliche, like the next level?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is a record that opens up a whole new side of us that we, you know, explorative side that people might not expect. But it doesn't leave behind what we're good at either. You know, we've maintained the essence of what the band is, but we've just added new dimensions. And I think that's what we set out to do. You know, Bono, I played the record to Bono, and he, speaking of acting baby, but he just completely flipped out. I mean, I think the record is a masterpiece. So, if people like that are telling me that it's the next step, then, you know, why would I argue?
When you have a Michael Stipe and a Bono all singing praises, you know, those are pretty good authorities.
It doesn't matter what anyone else says about the record, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Yeah.
So,
you know, the jury of your peers have clearly voted, and they have voted yes.
Yeah.
And we too at KCSN vote yes. And we can't thank you enough for coming by. I've been a longtime fan. And as your management knows, I pester them all the time. And this really means a lot to us for you to come out and perform live on KCSN. And know that you have a home here in Los Angeles, both rhetorically, i.e. a radio home, and of course now, as you find, you've laid down some roots here. You have a place always. And if ever you want to come out and try out some songs and maybe see what the next single in the States should be, we can do an A-B with our audience. Yeah, they're laughing in there. We're not going to get that scientific. We're going to work from the heart always.
Absolutely.
Well, Gary, thank you for coming to KCSN, and we appreciate you being here today.
Thanks, guy. Cheers.
You got it.